scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
Now, file this under stuff I did not know. It's a pretty long list, so you can add to it.
I didn't know this either.
Roll out the scroll.
I'll admit that.
Daily Mirror claims that flight attendants wish passengers wouldn't order Diet Coke on flights because it takes longer to pour that drink than other cocktails and sodas. The cabin's lower air pressure makes that drink fizzier than other sodas.
So why would it be that much more fizzier than, like, say, regular Coke?
I wonder if, like, the aspartame maybe, like, reacts with the pressure differently.
Weird.
That's so weird. Well, I hate diet drinks, so they will no flight attendant will ever have to worry about that.
But I've never even noticed that, like, when they're pouring a drink for somebody, if it takes that much longer.
Do they do it in front of you, or do they do it back?
Sometimes.
In the cabin. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I'd rather somebody pour my drink in front of me.
Just so you know what it is.
So I know what it is and where.
I'm going to pay attention next time I'm on a flight, though.
Exactly. And you're a big yoga fan.
I am.
I am as well. Pop Sugar says that chicken nugget yoga is starting to become a trendy new form of exercise.
What?
Yeah. Comedians.
Comedians. I got
some
it.
Comedians. Right. Started this yoga in order to alleviate anxiety, headaches, and hunger pains. Now, chicken nugget yoga uses traditional yoga poses with pauses for eating. At class, $20 an hour. That's actually not a bad price.
So, Johnny, we were just talking about this whole trend toward, like, eating and drinking during
yoga.
Eating
and drinking, yeah.
I mean, I love my yoga, and I love my wine, I love my beer, I love chicken nuggets. But I don't want to do those things all at the same time.
I would rather them be a before and after, not a during.
I just need to get the yoga out of the way, and then I can enjoy a nice pile of chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
I don't want that stuff in my throat while I'm trying to do a downward dog.
I feel like I would just, what if I get sick?
What if you get acid reflux?
Right. Oh, you don't want that.
No.
And you also don't want to be hangry.
No, you don't.
You heard of hangry, right?
I've heard of hangry, and a researcher has confirmed that it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, you can add that to my other list, the list of duh.
I knew this was real.
So when you're hungry, you get angry. The main reason that this happens is because blood glucose levels drop off when you're hungry, making it tough to concentrate, and then you're more likely to snap at those around you.
Mm-hmm.
Low blood sugar also triggers the release of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which make you behave more aggressively toward those around you. And cortisol also makes you gain weight. So if you let yourself get too hungry, you gain weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
You don't
that.
Want cortisol.
No.
It's bad. No, it's no good.
Don't want to be hangry.
Keep
and
that
you don't
stress
want the,
low. That's how you stay slim.
Okay. Good to know.
The more you know.
And you know we know hangry, but this is something I didn't know. There's something called slangry.
It's okay.
It's being angry from a lack of sleep.
Oh.
According to another new study, not getting enough sleep affects people's ability to have a positive attitude. Basically, in other words, you're negative, irritable, and, well, slangry.
So if you were hungry as well, would you be schlangry? Schlangry.
Slangry. I don't know. That's great.
All right.
But that would not be good if you were both of those
things.
No, that
would be terrible.
That would be awful.
Stay away.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.